Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Sri Guru Bhairavaikya Mandir at Adi Chunchanagiri Math in Karnataka. Urges citizens to dedicate themselves to 9 priority areas to make Viksit Bharat a reality. Samrat Chaudhary takes oath as the first BJP Chief Minister of Bihar. JDU leaders Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Bijendra Prasad Yadav to serve as Deputy Chief Ministers. True purpose of governance is to empower people and ensure that no one is left behind, says Vice President CP Radhakrishnan. ED conducts searches at premises linked to Aam Aadmi Party MP Ashok Mittal under Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999. Campaigning intensifies for West Bengal and Tamil Nadu Assembly polls as top leaders intensify their outreach to voters in both states. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to take on Lucknow Super Giants in Bengaluru. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged citizens to dedicate themselves sincerely in 9 areas of development to make Viksit Bharat a reality. Speaking at the inauguration of Guru Bhairavakya Mandir in Adi Chunchanagiri Math near Mandya in Karnataka today, the Prime Minister said that the seers and saints who devoted their life for the society had this vision.
कर्नाटका में दर्शन की गहराई और टेक्नोलॉजी की शक्ति दोनों यहां मौजूद है श्री आदि चुनचनगिरी महासंस्थान मठ जैसे आध्यात्मिक केंद्र इस महान भूमि की महान देन है ये संस्था तत्वज्ञान आध्यात्मिकता और नैतिक मूल्यों के माध्यम से समाज को दिशा देती है
The 9 areas that the Prime Minister asked the citizens to join hands with include water conservation and management and also planting of trees under Ek Ped Makinam program.
Sri Adi Chunchangiri Mahasansan Mat, Anna, Akshar, Arogya, Adhyatma, Asray, Aranya, Akalu, Anukampa or Anuban in 9 Siddhanto par karya karta hai. इसी भावना से मैं आप सभी के सामने 9 ऐसे क्षेत्र रखना चाहता हूं जहां हम सभी मिलकर एक सामूहिक संकल्प ले सकते हैं
The Prime Minister also called upon them to encourage Swadeshi movement by encouraging Desi goods and entrepreneurs. He also added that tourism can be encouraged by Indians visiting parts of the country. He also spoke about organic and natural farming by avoiding chemicals and pesticides. Senior leader of Bharatiya Janata Party Samrat Chaudhary has been sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Bihar. The oath of office and secrecy was administered to him by Governor Lieutenant General Retired Syed Atta Hasnain at a program held at Lok Bhavan in Patna.
मैं सम्राट चौधरी ईश्वर की शपथ लेता हूं जो विषय बिहार राज्य के मुख्यमंत्री के रूप में मेरे विचार के लिए लाया जाएगा अथवा मुझे ज्ञात होगा उसे किसी व्यक्ति या व्यक्तियों को तब के सिवाय जबकि ऐसे मुख्यमंत्री के रूप में अपने कर्तव्यों के निर्वहन के सम्यक के लिए ऐसा करना अपेक्षित हो मैं प्रत्यक्ष अथवा अप्रत्यक्ष रूप से संचुतित या प्रकट नहीं करूंगा
Mr. Chaudhary is the 24th Chief Minister of the state and also the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. On the occasion, senior Janata Dal United leader and MLA from Sarai Ranjan, Vijay Kumar Chaudhary, and MLA from Supaul, Bijendra Prasad Yadav, were also sworn in as ministers. Mr. Chaudhary and Mr. Yadav will serve as deputy chief ministers. President Draupadi Murmu today said that technological development should leverage the inequalities between rural and urban health services and should give access to universal quality health care. The institutes like AIIMS Nagpur are making efforts in this regard. President Murmu was addressing the second convocation ceremony of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Nagpur, today, underlining the initiatives taken in the past 10 years by the central government to boost the health infrastructure. President Murmu informed that 43.5 crore Ayushman cards have been distributed under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana.
विश्व की सबसे बड़ी स्वास्थ्य बीमा योजना आयुष्मान भारत प्रधानमंत्री जन कल्याण आरोग्य योजना के तहत 43.5 करोड़ से अधिक आयुष्मान कार्ड जारी किए गए। प्रत्येक परिवार को प्रति वर्ष 5 लाख रुपया तक का स्वास्थ्य कवर प्रदान किया जा रहा है। प्राथमिक स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं को मजबूत करने के लिए देश भर में लगभग 1,85,000 आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर स्थापित किए गए जो ग्रामीणों और शहरी क्षेत्रों में लोगों के घर के पास ही स्वास्थ्य सेवाएं प्रदान किया जा रहा है।
Later, the President is also scheduled to address the 78th batch of IRS in the valedictory ceremony of induction training at National Academy of Direct Taxes in Nagpur this evening. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that the true purpose of governance is to empower people and ensure that no one is left behind. Addressing the 72nd Founders Day of the Indian Institute of Public Administration in New Delhi, Mr. Radhakrishnan emphasized that no section of society and no region of the country should be excluded from development. He said that in a Viksit Bharat, artificial intelligence will act as a bridge between policy and the people and improve public service delivery.
AI is a tool of technology and it is an enabler for building a Viksit Bharat that is inclusive, efficient and future ready. We have to equip the entire society to face the future challenges. At the journey towards a developed Bharat by 2047, AI empowers governance to become faster, smarter and more transparent. In a Viksit Bharat, AI will act as a bridge between the policy and the people.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has assured that there is nothing to worry about the Women Reservation Bill as all provisions have been carefully addressed. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that every state has been fairly considered with provisions for an increase in the number of seats. He emphasized that the proposed bill is balanced and it will take care of the aspirations of every community, region and state.
Every state, every region, every community, there is nothing to worry. Everything is taken care of. The southern states are fortunate that despite controlling the population growth, despite less people in terms of proportionate, in terms of ratio, they still gain because the numbers have risen proportionately. So no state is losing.
India's first woman president, Pratibha Patil, has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressing her support for the Women's Reservation Initiative. She said that the enhanced presence of women in parliament and state legislatures will enrich legislative debates with diverse perspectives and lead to a more balanced and empathetic policy outcomes. Enforcement Directorate or ED is conducting searches at the premises of Aam Aadmi Party MP Ashok Mittal under the Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999. Sources at the ED said that the search operations are part of a broader probe into entities associated with the Lovely University Group. The source noted that a total of 10 locations across Jalandhar and Gurgaon are being covered as part of the operation. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in. In Tamil Nadu, the stage is being set for the upcoming single-phase polling on the 23rd of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold a roadshow at Nagarkoil today. Mr. Modi will be joined by AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi Palaniswamy and senior BJP leader and Union Minister Piyush Goyal. Former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram today blamed the BJP for the special session of Parliament. DMK Youth Wing leader and Deputy Chief Minister Uday Nidhi Stalin is campaigning at Ottapidaram. NTK leader Seaman is campaigning at Alanguri. TVK leader actor Vijay is campaigning in Chennai this evening. In West Bengal, campaigning has gained momentum. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed a public meeting virtually in support of party candidates at the Labong ground in Darjeeling from Malda. Addressing the crowd, he assured the Gorkha issue in Bengal would be solved within the constitutional framework and false cases against the people of Gorkha community would be withdrawn after BJP comes to power in the state. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed the people of West Bengal virtually on the occasion of Bengali New Year 1433. She urged the people to vote in the upcoming assembly election to preserve the culture and religion harmony in the state. Mamata Banerjee alleged that BJP has curtailed the right to vote of the people of West Bengal through the SIR. In West Bengal, 152 assembly constituencies will go for polls on the 23rd of April. In our series on constituency profiles, today we take a look at Gwalpokhar Assembly constituency in Uttar Dinajpur district profile. More from our correspondent.
Gwalpokhar Assembly constituency under the Uttar Dinajpur district of West Bengal will go for poll on 23rd April under the first phase of election. Total 11 candidates, including two independents, are fighting for the seat. The seat at present is held by Mohammad Ghulam Rabbani of Trinamool Congress. He is a three times MLA of this seat. Nearly 2 lakh voters are there in this constituency. BJP has fielded Sarojit Bishwas and Trinamool Congress has fielded Ghulam Rabbani again. Left Front supported all India Forward Bloc candidate is Jamaluddin. Congress candidate is Masood Mohammad Nasim Ahsan. The main contending parties are Trinamool Congress and Bhartiya Janata Party. During campaigning, BJP is raising the issues of corruption and infiltration against the present government, while Trinamool Congress is referring to the alleged deletion of names under the influence of BJP as part of SIR in Bengal to gain political mileage. BJP is also assuring the people to introduce uniform civil code and start various welfare schemes and formation of 7th pay commission for the state government employees, while Trinamool Congress is stressing on the continuation of the existing state government welfare schemes. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
India's wholesale price index-based inflation WPI surged to 3.88% in March this year on an annual basis, up from 2.13% in February. On a month-on-month basis, the WPI rose to 1.64% as compared with 0.38% in February, pointing to a build-up in input cost pressures. The Jammu and Kashmir Hajj Committee has announced that Hajj pilgrimage flights for 2026 from the Srinagar embarkation point will commence from 18th of April, the first three flights scheduled for April 18th. And in sports, in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Lucknow Super Giants in Bengaluru this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 32 runs in Chennai. India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions at places over Madhya Maharashtra, North Interior Karnataka, Rayalaseema and Telangana till tomorrow. IMD said that hot and humid weather is expected to prevail over coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the next 2 to 3 days. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading 1.5% higher in afternoon session, supported by positive global cues. The Sensex jumped 1,177 points to 78,025, while the Nifty rose 362 points to 24,205 when reports last came in. Broad-based buying was seen across sectors, with services, industrials and IT stocks leading the rally. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Sri Guru Bhairavakya Mandir at Adi Chunchanagiri Math in Karnataka. Urges citizens to dedicate themselves to 9 priority areas to make Viksit Bharat a reality. Samrat Chaudhary takes oath as the first BJP Chief Minister of Bihar. JDU leaders Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Bijendra Prasad Yadav to serve as Deputy Chief Ministers. True purpose of governance is to empower people and ensure that no one is left behind, says Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan. ED conducts searches at premises linked to Aam Aadmi Party MP Ashok Mittal under Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999. Campaigning intensifies for West Bengal and Tamil Nadu assembly polls as top leaders intensify their outreach to voters in both states. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to take on Lucknow Super Giants in Bengaluru. And with that, we end the midday news.